It's Joel Nelson, and I'm president of California Citrus Mutual.
Perfect. We're here at the Showcase again today. Talk about the Showcase. It's been around for a long time. What's the point of it?
The Showcase started out, ironically, about 30 years ago as a simple barbecue where growers just got together and we talked about a couple things. And since then, it's manifested itself into an event that has 70, 80 vendors. It has 700, 800 people for lunch. Usually 1,000, 1,200 people come roaming through. We're sold out. We were sold out a month ago on both fronts. And it's still an educational vehicle, but it's an opportunity for the industry to do some networking. Yeah, there's some business gets done here. There's some buying and selling that gets done here. But it's just an opportunity for the industry to get together and talk about things.
Not unexpectedly, a big topic here is HLB, ACP. What's the status from Citrus Mutual's perspective? What are you guys really concerned? I mean, I'm sure everybody in the industry is concerned.
Actually, when we started our program, our operations program to find the Asian citrus psyllid or Wanlongbing before it founds the commercial citrus industry, it's working. And sure, we have detections. We've got survey work going on. We found some infected trees down in Los Angeles County. But we're concerned that there's a little bit of a complacency in the industry. This is a big deal. When you see Florida decimated the way they are, when you see Brazil pulling out close to 30 million trees, when you see the states in Mexico having HLB all over the place. So we're going to try to re-rally the industry today with some actual examples of what is taking place. We've created a film down in Florida. It's pretty emotional. We've got two growers from Florida, one from Texas, is talking about what's going on there. So there's various components of our entire program that the growers just need to be aware of. And we think we've just got to remind producers that the first line of defense is them. We've got a partnership going with the homeowners all over the state. We spend $1 million a year in education there. So it's a very important issue because, frankly, the alternative is the demise of the citrus industry.
Yeah, educating people who have residential trees is a big focus, and you guys have done a really good job with that. But you're right about getting the Florida and the Texas perspective to growers. Let them hear from them. Yeah. The researchers have crossed a lot, but the growers need to see what they've gone through.
That's exactly. All right, we got a 5-minute film, and we're showing it here. Then we've got our industry operations committee's meeting next Wednesday, and it's in Southern California, so we're going to show it there. But the more growers see, rather than just hear about the situation, see it, the better they're going to be in cooperating with doing what's necessary to control the Asian citrus psyllid.
A lot of people in the industry are concerned that there may be more than just the over 10 trees that were found last summer in San Gabriel. Do you guys feel the same way?
No, I'm not as pessimistic as that, but you've got to assume that there's other additional trees down there. Yeah, we found 13 so far in the last 4 years, but the whole idea was to find them before they could contaminate other areas. We continue to work in those residential areas. We have the cooperation of the homeowners. We haven't found any more. Will we find more? Maybe, but at least we're looking for it.
Talk about the water situation. You guys have done a lot of politicking trying to get this, help as much as you guys can. What are you guys doing?
Right now, it's both a federal and a state effort. We sat for 45 minutes with Senator Feinstein 2 weeks ago in Washington. She had just dropped her bill. We asked her specifically what she was going to do with it, because just introducing a bill is one thing. That's showing movement, but is it progress? She assured us that she's intending to go forward with this piece of legislation. She wants to get some more Democrats to assist her in this endeavor. We've worked with the Senate leadership on the Republican side about moving a Western water bill. We've got to have a vehicle over on the Senate side. The House has done yeoman work. I can't say enough about what our colleagues here in the San Joaquin Valley and other spots of California have done in that regard. So we've got to have a vehicle that perhaps doesn't create a lot of water for specific areas of California, but it creates some water for a lot of areas of California. And more importantly, it creates a balance as to how this water gets allocated, whatever's available. Mother Nature hasn't cooperated, we know that. But we would argue that the balance as to how that water gets utilized is non-existent relative to communities, relative to agriculture, particularly in the San Joaquin Valley. Simultaneously, we're saying the same things at the state. Monday, I'll be in Sacramento meeting with the president of the State Water Resources Control Board, I and a few colleagues, and we're going to talk to her about how she is utilizing modeling rather than reality to determine who gets what water when. That's a real problem. 2 weeks ago, we were in Sacramento meeting with the Bureau of Reclamation. We told David Murillo, hey, if you're going to send water down for an experiment in rewatering the San Joaquin River restoration, you better make sure the producers get water first rather than wasting it on an experiment. We're running a piece of legislation that'll take the water that's at the end of the river for the biological, or for the river restoration project. We're going to recirculate that if we can get our legislation passed. We have the support of the legislature. Some members of the water community want to steal that water, so that's where that battle is. So there's a lot of different fronts, a lot of different components that Citrus Mutual is working on. And hopefully, while we're not going to solve a water problem this season, hopefully we start laying the groundwork that does create some better balance and more water for everybody.
I think that's the point. It's you got to take small steps before you make a big picture change. But touching briefly on the bills, you're right. It's one thing to introduce a bill. It's another thing to actually get that passed.
I'm very comfortable with what the senator told me. Again, it was a very direct conversation. Are you going to move a bill if a couple of other key senators decide not to join you? As long as they're not opposing, I'm moving this bill. I can't let that acreage continue to get bulldozed. That's what she said. I've got to do something because it's not right that the biology that we're relying upon that's 20 years old dictate what we need to do today. So the senator has always been a good champion for balance in agriculture in particular. So yeah, I've got faith that she's going to need help. That's what we're here for. I'm from the private sector. I'm here to help, as I tell her. So we'll keep working it back east.
Last thing here, a lot of people talk about more storage and that kind of thing. But like you said, Mother Nature is not cooperating at this point. Yeah. We may see some monster rain coming this week like they're predicting. But you're right. The system needs to change. How water's allocated, how it's, you know, where it's being put and where it's being, you know, used to keep things normal. That stuff needs to kind of be getting looked at one step at a time.
You're absolutely right. And the challenge that we have is that the fish agencies need to work in harmony with the Bureau of Reclamation that does allocate the water. And what you have is the fish agencies have become the first amongst equals. So the balance is just out of whack. We sat down with the Reston Regional Director at NIPS. It wasn't a pleasant conversation. She thinks she's doing what's necessary for her agency. And we said, but you've got unintended consequences. When I've got growers that have got modernized blocks of fruit selling out, when I've got growers that have got lemons and Caracara oranges, which are in high demand across America, they're selling out. That tells me that they're not optimistic about the future, and it's associated with the water allocation. There's something wrong when we're destroying the production of food. She didn't like hearing that. She doesn't feel she's the problem. We agree to disagree.